It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. And I like to bring Amanda in this time of year just to talk about, you know, there are people that the holidays are not a great time for them. Be it through depression, be it through a loved one that has been lost. It's just a rough time for them to be alone or to be by themselves and to just kind of deal with that loss on their own. So we always like to bring Amanda in to give us some ideas and some different things. And maybe I don't know if we want to call them coping mechanisms, but just some things that you can maybe do if you're one of those people that is going through this. And first and foremost, know that you're not alone. And just one of those people that are going through this, and maybe some things that can kind of help, and maybe some places that you can get help or get some ideas or get some thoughts or anything like that. So we always like to bring her in this time of year and talk about those things. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave. I love coming into your studio. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So like I said, the holidays are a tough time for a lot of people, and it could be because, like I said, we're dealing with a loss. It could be because we just get blue or get depressed this time of year, and it can be the fact that I don't know if it's the right terminology to use, but maybe even like after the holidays, it might be like a almost a postpartum type thing where you had all of these people come and now they're gone again. And so let's talk about maybe some different things that people can do throughout the holidays to kind of ease that burden or make things a little bit easier for them.
Yeah, that's the perfect way of putting it. Is there's coping mechanisms that we can put in place to safeguard our mental health throughout the winter season, you know. And unfortunately, the winter season kicks off with a bunch of family-oriented holidays, which can be hard for our families that are experiencing a recent loss or loss sometime this year, but also our elderly generation, our old elderly community members whose kids maybe can't come and visit. And so they're spending holidays alone and things like that. But overall, I think the winter blues, the winter blues can affect everybody, and we notice a shift when the seasons change. That's why the winter blues is also called seasonal affective disorder. And so as we have just set our clocks back, right, and everybody's like, oh, that's great, we've gained an hour. But what that means is that the days are shorter, or the light outside is shorter, and so it's darker faster. And those natural circadian rhythms get thrown off, and that can have an effect on our mental health. And so that's why we've coined it the winter blues. And so there are a lot of things that we can do to safeguard ourselves and to put it into motion and into play to protect ourselves, our mental health, when we're starting to feel those blues. Absolutely.
And so, as I said, you know, it's not just one holiday. It could be a combination of all the holidays, or maybe the toughest part is the holidays are really a time for tradition and family traditions, and it's very difficult for some to have those family traditions when somebody's not there. So what's a good way to maybe approach some of those things?
Yeah, I think that honoring our loved ones by holding the traditions that they loved, still participating in those if it's safe for you to do so, and it's bringing you joy, right? That's the whole point of traditions, is bringing joy to the holiday or to the celebration. If the tradition that you've always done doesn't bring you joy, creating a new tradition is always an option for you, and that can look a myriad of different ways. It's finding what is going to honor your loved one, honor the memories and the traditions in the past that you had with that loved one, and moving forward with something all of your own.
And in the past, we've talked about the fact that one of the main traditions around holidays is a meal, a family meal, or you know, a get together or something like that. You've talked in the past about how, You know, maybe at those family meals when the holidays roll around, there's nothing wrong with setting a place setting for that person.
I agree. I love that tradition. It's one that I wish that I had started after losing both my mom and my husband, is setting a place for them. They are still a part of your family. They're still a part of the experience. They're just in a different place, right? So if we honor their presence by setting a place at the table for them, all the better. And that just means that it's a comfortable situation to continue talking about them and bringing up their favorite smells or their favorite foods, or that maybe you make macaroni and cheese a certain way because that person liked macaroni and cheese that way. Maybe you decorate your Christmas tree on the day after Thanksgiving because that's when they wanted Christmas up and decorated. You know, it's creating a space for that loss, creating a space for that person to still be a part of your life beyond here in the physical.
And the one thing too that we talk about, and you've talked about it in the past as well, is the fact that a loss is a loss. It
yes.
doesn't matter if it was, you know, a death or a suicide,
right.
or it could be something as simple as, I think you've mentioned in the past, can be something as simple as the loss of a job. It's just, a loss is still a loss.
A loss
right?
is a loss. Absolutely. It could be a pet. It could be a neighbor. It could be a job. Absolutely. It can be anything. And the thing that I like to remind people is your loss is individualized to you. The way that you experience whatever loss that is unique to you. And it is okay, as long as you are not causing harm to yourself or to others, how you choose to grieve that said loss is 100% okay. It is okay not to be okay. It is okay to move in and out of the stages of grief as much as you need to. And having a support system around you during the holidays especially is extremely imperative to keeping you safe and your mental health on track, because we do want to keep in mind our mental health and making sure that it's healthy, and having a list of loved ones to reach out to when you're not feeling so great can help make it through the more intense feelings of grief.
So along with that, you've kind of come up with a campaign. Mm-hmm. You were talking about when is that going to start? And you said something about every Sunday and different kind of topics and things.
Yeah. So the Southeast Utah Health Department, which, you know, houses the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties, they do post on a regular basis. And so I'm working with Brittany Garf, who's our PIO over there, to make sure that for the next few weeks we have Winter Blues specific material posted. Those will go out every Sunday. I'm not sure if it's starting this Sunday or next Sunday, but if you're not following the health department's Facebook page, please go and do that so that you can get more in-depth tips and tricks on making it through the winter blues, like getting active. And, you know, in wintertime, if you're not a skier, you're not a snowmobiler, what other things can you do to stay active, right? And one of the tips on there is going for a dip. Well, but it's cold outside and there's snow on the ground. That's okay. We have indoor pools. In all three counties, we have an indoor pool that you can still go get your laps in and get some relaxation through swimming or taking a walk, obviously. And then there's indoor ways that you can stay active by participating in yoga or learning a new dance. You know, all of those things are super easily at our fingertips to keep us active during the winter months.
All right. And if people are looking for more tips, is the health department's website a great place? Facebook, where's the best place to find all this?
Absolutely. The Facebook is always a great place to go. You can go on to Facebook and find the Southeast Utah Health Department Facebook page, Instagram page. Same with the Hope Squad. We're on Facebook and on Instagram. You can call the health department. You can call me at the health department, 435-636-1153. Or you can head on over to our offices and we'll get you some ideas and tips and tricks on other ways that we can keep you healthy.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand County, of ways to beat the winter blues with the holiday season coming up. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I love it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.